From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A pet dog perished in a fire, but no one else was reported seriously hurt after a structure fire broke out just before midnight last night in downtown Juneau. Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger reported the two-story house at 623 Basin Road was a total loss. Jaeger says the fire appears to have started on the first floor near the kitchen. The cause is still undetermined. Three adults who lived in the building were awakened by smoke detectors and managed to escape without injury. Firefighters returned to the scene about 7:30 this morning to respond to an apparent reflash of the fire. Jaeger says it's not uncommon for combustibles behind walls and in void spaces to reignite. According to the city assessor's database, the 36-year-old house with an apartment was valued at over $252,000. Assistant Chief Todd Chambers reminds people to be safe and check their smoke detectors. The state of Alaska is trying to unload a 350-foot ferry it no longer needs. The State Transportation Department is offering the Taku at no cost to local governments or other state agencies in Alaska that might want it for a public purpose. Statements of interest are due February 21st. Juneau officials have begun removing boats from city harbors after identifying dozens that have not moved in years. Juneau Empire reported Sunday that City Harbor Master David Borg started a campaign to clear harbors of inoperable boats in August. A few owners were given orders to prove their boats can move under their own power or leave the harbor. Two owners have shown their boats are operable, and three have been impounded. City code requires boats to leave the harbor three times a year. Borg says the efforts by Juneau's Harbor Office are intended to maintain facilities for commerce and promote safe transportation on the water. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski this morning voted in the Education Committee in favor of sending President Trump's choice for Education Secretary to the full Senate for a vote. But Murkowski says she hasn't yet decided how she'll ultimately vote on the confirmation of Betsy DeVos. The senator acknowledged that thousands of Alaskans have urged her to oppose DeVos, and she says DeVos has not yet earned her vote for confirmation. Murkowski says she remains concerned that DeVos's dedication to school choice and vouchers may have left her unaware of how to fix the problems of public schools and of the needs of families that don't have school options. The Education Committee voted 12 to 11 along party lines to advance DeVos's nomination, but the count included the vote of an absent Republican. Democrats are taking issue with that. Earlier this morning, the Senate Energy Committee, which Murkowski chairs, voted to send the president's nominees to head the Departments of Interior and Energy to the full Senate for a vote. After more than two dozen explosions, Bogoslav volcano has finally dropped ash on Unalaska. In its longest eruption since activity began 6 weeks ago, the volcano dusted the island with less than a millimeter of ash last night and produced a strong sulfurous smell. Weather this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 29. It's 30 degrees and overcast right now at Juneau International Airport. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.